Previously on Bates Motel.
We can't take on a dog right now.
I always wanted a dog. You know, all families have a dog.
Could you tell me what happened to the Seafarer Motel?
It's the Bates Motel now.
You know where I can find Keith Summers?
He's actually dead.
I've nothing more to tell you. It's the entire truth. Everything that happened was Keith Summers, was Deputy Shelby. You know it all.
Someone in the motel?
This man, he had a standing reservation at the Seafarer every 2 months for a week.
I'd love to have the same business arrangement that I had with Keith, if that's possible.
But it's not anything illegal, right?
No.
Come here, girl.
Stay! Stay!
The art of it is to recreate the beauty of motion in something still. To create life, if you will. Here is where we make incisions.
Then what do you do?
Well, then you have to take everything out. Sorry, there's no pretty way to put it.
Oh, that's okay. I figured as much.
Now, here are some of the various stages of how it works. I'm sorry you lost your friend here.
Just seems sad to let her go. You know, dishonorable, sort of, just to put her in the ground. I think she was lonely.
I understand.
Well, I think what you do with these animals is amazing.
Come and help me. I could teach you how it works. You might enjoy it. But once you get past the blood and the guts of it all, it's really quite beautiful work, if you're at all autistic, which I have a feeling you might be.
Thank you, Mr. Ricotti.
Yeah, Norman's nice, but he's really weird. The way he just stares into space like that.
He's the definition of socially challenged.
I mean, he can't actually think he has a shot with her, right? Yeah. He's not that out of reality. Bradley's so nice. She just felt sorry for him. I think she thinks of him as more of a pet than a guy. Like, really, like, she would ever have sex with someone like that.
No way, he can't be that stupid.
Well, maybe you better talk to her. Because she did.
I don't think you know what we're talking about.
Actually, I don't think you know what you're talking about. Bradley had sex with Norman, sexting Carla back and forth. Maybe she has sex with all her pets. I don't know. But you should really get your facts straight before you shoot your mouth off with your demeaning opinions. And you've got toilet paper on your shoe.
Hello, can I speak with Sheriff Romero, please?
Who may I say is calling?
Norma Bates.
Hold, please. I'm sorry, I don't have him right now.
Well, can you please leave a message that I called? He knows me.
Of course. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Bates. B-A-T-E-S. Bates.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah, we just brought in the harvest from the Red Creek field. I need you and Remo to go down to California and pick up the trimmers.
Yeah, okay.
It's all set up. They'll be waiting for you tomorrow. 3 p.m., Twin Eagles Motel in Fortuna.
Yeah, what exactly are trimmers?
Yeah, you get Remo to explain it to you. He's made the run about 20 times.
It was Gil. He wants us to go down to Fortuna and pick up the trimmers.
What exactly are trimmers? Really? You don't know what a trimmer is?
Why don't you explain it to me?
How about I don't? Here comes Ronnie and Don. Look at the van. You pack up.
Pack what?
It's an overnight trip, Nimrod. Pack a change of clothes, or not. You want me to come over and tell you what to wear?
Okay, let's just go.
Let's go.
Why did you tell everyone?
Tell everyone what?
About you and I, what happened that night.
I didn't tell anyone.
You told Emma to Cody because she told everyone in the girls' bathroom.
I'm sorry, I don't know why she would do that.
Listen, it's just not cool, Norman.
Okay, but why isn't it? I mean, it happened, right?
Yeah, but it shouldn't have. We need to forget about it. I have a boyfriend, okay? I don't want people to know. Just forget it happened.
Norman, what is going on?
I have to leave.
Why?
I just have to.
Well, do you have a note? I just have a note. Norman, you cannot just walk away from school and leave. You'll get cited. Get suspended.
I don't care!
Norman, so just come back inside and we can... Housekeeping. Warning. I wasn't sure what time you wanted me to come and clean the room. Will you be leaving soon?
You can come in and clean it now. That's fine.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll come back later when you're gone.
Actually, I'd like my room made up now.
I was in town last night. I heard there was an unpleasant incident here recently.
Dog got hit out front.
No. I heard Zach Shelby got shot here.
Right up there on those steps.
Yeah, he did.
It's funny, you never know someone. I knew Keith Summers all these years. Not well, but I knew him. And here he was, using the motel for this sex trade. You just never know, do you?
Yeah. I guess you don't. Sorry about that. I'll grab a bulb from another room.
It's no worries. Did you know Zach Shelby?
Did I know him? A little. I guess like how you knew Keith Summers.
So not so much.
No, not so much. I'm sorry, I have to, I just remembered, I have to give my son a ride somewhere.
He's not here. Yeah, I saw him leave. School, wasn't it?
I gotta go. I'm gonna come back and I'll finish up later, okay?
We're good for now.
If I need anything else, I'll come by the office.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Romero can see you now.
So what can I help you with, Mrs. Bates?
Oh, please. Call me Norma, after everything we've been through. You know that I called your office this morning. You know, I was coming in town anyway. I thought, oh, I'll just pop in and see him. So anyway, you know, I bought the motel a few months ago, and no one told me at the time that the city's planning on building a new bypass that would basically take my motel off the map.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to figure out a way that I can fight this from the inside. Well, I see that there's a seat open on the city planning committee, and I wanted you to put me forward for it. Maybe I can influence their decision.
Why would I do that?
Because I thought you would.
Why?
Because of what we've been through. Because we know things about each other.
We don't owe each other or anything. We're not friends. You don't know me in any social sense, other than as your sheriff. Don't assume differently just because I was kind enough to save your ass once.
Excuse me, but weren't you saving your own ass at the time? I mean, the fact is that your deputy was doing all of this right under your nose, and you knew nothing about it. I mean, that's not how you rewrote the story.
Trying to say that you have something. I mean, is that it? Because if you didn't, that really wouldn't be good for you. I mean, I might have to burn you down to the ground, you know? Don't ever try and intimidate me. Don't walk into my office and ask me for political favors based on nothing. You and I have no connection. We're not on the same playing field. Don't ever assume that we are. I don't know what you're doing. Go home, Mrs. Bates.
Hello?
Mrs. Bates?
Yes?
Tom Hudgens. I'm the principal at White Pine Bay High School. We'd like you to come in this afternoon. We need to discuss your son's behavior at school.
You go on the internet, find out what a trimmer is?
Yeah. Trimmers are the guys who cut and process the weed. They turn the raw plants into final product.
Man's a scholar. No rest on you, Bubba. Come on, get in.
Hey. I didn't see you at school today.
Oh, I wasn't feeling good. I went home early.
You okay?
Why'd you tell all the girls I slept with Bradley?
It just came up. Sort of.
Just like it came up with my mom.
Did your mom tell you that?
No, she didn't have to. just don't understand. What are you trying to do?
I'm sorry.
Bradley was really upset. Don't ever tell anyone something I tell you in confidence again, okay?
Okay.
Leaving school without permission is a serious offense. He's going to be suspended for 3 days.
Well, he came home. He just wasn't feeling that well.
He didn't seem sick when I saw him. He seemed upset.
No, he wasn't upset.
Well, I tried to tell him that he couldn't leave campus and he was practically shaking. I took his arm to lead him back in and he pulled it away pretty violently.
Are you supposed to be putting your hands on the students?
I think we should stick with the issue here. Ms. Bates, what we've observed and what we're concerned about is your son's emotional instability.
Instability?
He is emotionally unusual for a boy his age. He doesn't interact much with others. He keeps to himself a lot. And based on the behavior that I have seen, Principal Hudgens and I would like him to speak with one of the school psychologists.
I don't know if I want him to be doing that.
And why is that?
Because I would rather that he... You know, I think that he should see a private psychologist. You know, I would like to choose the therapist.
Okay. Well, I think that therapy would be very beneficial for him. Perhaps I could get the name of that therapist so that I could maybe explain to him what I've seen in school.
Okay. Of course. Absolutely. I will keep in touch.
Okay.
There's no liquor in this drink.
Let me get some sleep.
Two more shots. Me and my boss.
Boss? What's your problem? You've been on my ass since we met.
Man, I got 23 years, right? 23 years experience, and now here I am working for you.
You ever wonder why that might be? Because I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I don't think there's enough liquor in this entire bar to make you forget what a pathetic, self-destructive loser you are.
I'm gonna kick your ass right now?
Oh, you're gonna kick my ass. Really, that's the funniest joke you've ever had.
I used to be like you. Boss loved me. Give me a chance to step up.
What happened?
I don't have leadership potential.
What'd you do?
I'm not what you would call consistently reliable. Now nobody respects me. Nobody.
You say you've been working for Gil for 23 years?
Yeah. No, not Gil. Big boss.
Who's that?
You'll know when you need to know.
Why do you stay?
What?
I mean, if you don't like it, then why do you stay? If no one respects you, why don't you quit?
Quit? Oh, no, no. There's no quitting in this job. No, you can't quit. You could get fired, though. You don't want that to happen to you.
Believe me. Anyway, good night.
Mother, I'm sorry. You know, about what happened at school.
What did happen?
Well, I got upset.
About what?
I don't want to talk about it. You know, I promise it won't happen again.
It can't happen. Because now they want you to go see a therapist. I mean, this is all going to go on your record, and you have to be more careful. You have to try to fit in, Norman. You can't go around being so emotional all the time.
I know, Mother, and I'm sorry. But I do think I fit in, for the most part. Oh, can you give me a ride to Emma's shop?
Yeah, why?
I'm working with her dad. He's teaching me how to do taxidermy. My mom.
I'm Norma Bates.
You call me Will.
Will, I'm wondering if we could have a word in private.
Yeah, of course.
Norman, would you give us a minute, please? This is such a good thing for Norman to be doing.
Oh?
He's already sort of an unusual boy. You know, he's a hard time fitting in. He gets upset very easily.
Really? Yeah. He's always very calm when he's here working. But hobbies can be good that way.
Oh, of course. I just don't want him getting labeled as a freak or anything.
And I don't think that learning taxidermy necessarily makes one a freak.
No, I'm not saying that you're a freak. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that.
I know.
I'm just saying that not a lot of people do it.
Not many people write poetry, but we still have to have poets, right? He's good at it. And he's good company. We're not hurting anyone. The animals are already dead. So what's the harm in letting a young person follow their passion? What could go wrong with that?
There he is. Let's go.
You guys heading up to White Pine Bay?
What does it look like, douchebag? You're an hour late, by the way.
Hey. That guy right there. I remember him from last year. He's a complete pain in the ass. We should leave him behind.
Deal, so we should bring all of them. I think we should do that.
Whatever.
You're so good at this. Have you done it your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I stopped for about 10 years, though, when I was married. Yeah, Emma's mum didn't like it much. She didn't like me very much either. But I rediscovered myself after she left.
I'm sorry, Will.
It's okay. I left that life behind in England. And I got Emma. And that's all that matters.
What are you doing here, Norma?
I could ask you the same thing.
I think you're following me. I think you want to know what I'm up to. And I think you know what I'm looking for.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Nothing at all. Where is it?
Where is what?
Where'd you hide it?
Hide what? I don't have anything.
Really? And you weren't screwing Zach Shelby either?
Excuse me, I have to go.
Do you think I'm just gonna walk away from this? I'm not some moron like Keith Summers. He was the bottom rung, I'm on the top. You understand?
No, I don't. I don't understand. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, my guess is once you think about it, you'll remember. When you do, come by my hotel room. We'll talk about it. Okay?
Tell me a little bit about losing your father, Norman.
He died in an accident in our garage.
6 months ago, it was devastating, of course. But we moved, and we're doing our best to start over and reinvent our lives.
Yes. Can you talk to me about how it felt to move from the home where you live with your dad to a whole new town?
Yeah, I guess it felt a lot of things.
Like what, Norm?
It was sad. He was sad. We were both sad.
Sad.
In the dark night, when I found all your love. You were an angel, sound from above.
I thought, could you just shut up?
Put that guitar away. My head is about to explode. I can't listen anymore to his crap.
You all remember this pusball from last year, right? I think I'm gonna tell Gil we're not coming back next year.
And it's past lunch. It's time for you to pull over and buy us a meal.
We'll stop in a while.
Management here seems to think he can tell us when we're gonna eat. We wanna stop, man. We want to stop.
Remo, pull over.
Get out.
Get out and what? You want me to watch you piss?
No. I want you to get out of the van right now. You, your guitar, and anyone else who thinks it's a democracy, you can get out too.
Stop for lunch, whenever, man. It's all good.
I said get out! Let's go! Walk over here. Go on.
Thank you. So, same time next week, Norman?
Well, I'm gonna call and schedule something, but we have a lot going on with the motel opening.
May I talk to you privately for a moment?
Yeah, I'll be right out, Norman.
I think it might be helpful if I saw Norman on his own next time.
No offense, but I don't feel comfortable with that. I mean, I don't know you.
Have you ever been in therapy, Mrs. Bates?
No.
Would you consider coming for some sessions of your own?
Why?
Well, I've noticed you have a strong influence on Norman. Maybe I need to control things?
I'm his mother.
Of course. But as our children grow older, we need to let go a little. The thing is, people who feel the need to control everything often in actuality feel out of control on the inside. Do you ever feel that way?
No, I don't. I feel completely in control of everything in my life. How dare you make these stupid assumptions about me? You don't know anything about me. I work hard. I take care of my son. I know what's right and what's wrong for him. No one pushes me around. I control my own life. I'm in total control of my own life. I have a lot going on. I have a lot to deal with, but I do not feel powerless, ever. We're going, Norman.
What happened, Mother? Did I say something wrong?
No, you're perfect. Let's go. Norman, go up to the house. I'll be right there.
Okay, Mom.
Come on in. I'd offer you a drink, but I can't seem to find a mini bar.
Here's your money back. I want you out of my motel.
You didn't just do that, did you?
Look, I don't know who you are, and I don't care, but I don't want to have anything more to do with you. Okay, we are not having future business together. You are not booking rooms here ever again.
You need to dial it down right now, Norma, before I get truly annoyed.
You want me to call the cops and tell them what you've been saying to me? How you wanted to rent rooms and have privacy? How you knew Keith Summers and Zach Shelby?
I know all about you and Zach Shelby.
What? There's nothing to know. I'm not afraid of you. You have no power over me.
You're gonna try and convince me that you and Shelby were casual acquaintances, that you knew nothing about what was going on?
If you are not out of this room in 5 minutes, I am calling the police.
Okay. You wanna play? Play.
5 minutes! Can we talk?
Yeah. The reason I told those girls about you and Bradley is because I heard them talking about you. Saying things like, it was embarrassing how you just stared at Bradley all the time, and how someone like her would never have anything to do with someone like you.
Huh.
And it just made me so angry. Because I think you are so special. And so much better than any of them. I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just didn't want you to think I had any other motive. I know you think I like you. And okay, I guess I do. But it's not about that. I don't care if you're not gonna be my boyfriend. I'm pretty used to things not turning out the way I expect and making the best of it. It's just, you are really special to me. And I feel safe with you. You are my friend. And I don't want to mess that up. Or lose you. I don't have many real friends.
It's okay, Emma. I'm sorry I was mad.
I'm sorry, if there was a door, I would have knocked.
It's fine, Dad.
How many rooms we got available?
All of them. 12 rooms, 12 vacancies.
What happened to number 9?
You were right about that guy. So I got rid of him. I handled it.
Cool. Look, I got 7 people here who need rooms. They're gonna be doing some work for my boss, and we need somewhere to put them for the next 2 weeks.
Really? Yeah. I'll go over in the office. Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, sure, Norma.
You know, Norman is staying for dinner at Emma's tonight. Do you want to go get a bite in the village? It'll just be the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. I'm just gonna get out of these clothes. I'll run upstairs and I'll come back down and meet you and settle everybody in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.